Today, our topic is seven essential elements for achieving goals and living a fulfilling life. How many of you on the call today have a goal that you're working on?
I do.
I do.
I do. One. Okay, we have at least three people on the call today working on a goal. That's fantastic. And how many of you have the desire to live a fulfilling life?
I do again.
Right.
Definitely me.
Okay. All right. Well, that got some energy going. Fantastic. So that's what our purpose is today, is to learn seven essential elements that can help you on the path to achieving your goals and living that fulfilling life. So I would like to begin just by asking you to either write down on a piece of paper or to think in your mind of a specific goal that you're working to accomplish in your life. And what that will do as we move forward with the call is it will give you something to filter all of this information through. So as we take a look at each of these seven elements, consider how they apply to the specific goal that you have in mind. All right, well, let's get started. We've got a lot to cover in a short period of time. So the first element, if you would like to write this down, is called willingness. Willingness. What is willingness? How would you define it? Please state your name and how you would define willingness. Just one at a time, please.
Searching for definitions here. Deborah, this is Dawn. Willingness tends to be a state of acceptance, basically, by being able to stay in what's actually happening, but at the same time being aware of what the goal is.
All right. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you so much. Anyone else? One more person. What does willingness mean to you?
The desire to do it.
Yeah, the desire to do it. Nice. And who was that?
Jill from New Jersey.
Thank you, Jill. You just signed up. Thank you so much for joining us.
I did just sign up. Thank you.
Yes, I love that last-minute stuff. All right. Let me give you a definition of what I mean when we talk about willingness. It means to be eager, enthusiastic, prepared, and willing to take the risk and pay the price of pursuing your goals. So when you say, I am willing, it means that you're ready, that you're going to take the risk, that you're willing to pay that price. So when you think about that goal that I asked you to think about just moments ago, are you willing to go for it? Are you willing to take the risk and to pay the price for pursuing that goal all the way to completion? So let's think about what are some things that we need to be willing to do and be in order to fulfill a goal. What are some things that we need to be willing to do to fulfill a goal?
This is Dick from Terre Haute. You have to be willing to give it the proper amount of time and priority in your life.
Yes. Excellent.
This is Jill again.
Thanks, Dick.
I think you need to be able to take a risk, and you have to be willing to fail because it may not work the first time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a big one, Jill, willing to fail. How many of you think about goals and realizing that on the journey to the fulfillment of that goal, there's going to be a lot of failure? How many of you just, like, are eager for that?
Well,
woo!
Fear is what holds us back.
Hey.
So.
I am.
Yeah, I can't wait. All right. Dawn, whatever you're drinking, send it our way. Thank you. Okay. that's a part of it, being eager and enthusiastic, even to fail, being willing to do that in order to learn from that failure. All right, what else? What else might we need to be willing to do in order to fulfill a goal?
Make sacrifices.
Yes, make sacrifices. Is that Laura?
Yes, it is.
Make sacrifices.
Hey, Danberg, can I expand on sacrifices? I think we have a poor use of the term sacrifice. The term should be more in the line of what are you willing to give up that you're doing now that's not working?
Oh, I like that.
To create that goal.
I like it.
Or even if it's not working, that you're willing to give up for a while so that something will change and then you can go back to it later. I'll stop doing this so that I can do that, you know, a year from now.
Yes. It's a very good point that both of you are making about this idea of what is it that we need to be willing to give up in order to pursue this goal. In my experience, I find that a lot of people add a goal and another goal and another goal to an already maxed out life. And a big part of taking on a goal is to say, well, what is it that I need to be willing to give up in order to pursue this new goal or this bold goal that I'm renewing? It's a really big consideration. And that willingness, that eagerness, that preparedness to give up and to take the risk and to pay the price of letting go of something is also a big part of achieving goals. What are some things that could cause you to be unwilling or reluctant to pursue a goal? Flip the coin
fear.
Over. What's some fear, absolutely. That's a big one. Fear of what?
Fear of failure.
Yeah, fear of failure. So what happens when you're willing to go ahead and fail? What happens to the fear?
It goes away. I mean, well, you learn from it. I mean, you learn from your mistakes, and then you move on. And hopefully whatever mistake you made, you can improve on and do it right the next time.
Absolutely. Make fear your companion along the way. I tell some people, just bring it with you. Say, hey, fear, come along. You're going to educate me. You're going to point things out. You're going to slow me down from now, you know, from time to time in order to see something more clearly. You can be my partner in this journey. I think that's a whole new way, a whole new relationship with fear if you can really get to that point, and you can. All right, we're going to move on because we've got more to cover. Willingness is the first element. Element number two is clarity. Clarity. Now, the thing that we're going to find out about willingness and being willing is that it will actually funnel through all of these other elements. For example, are you willing to be clear? Are you willing to pursue clarity around your goal? So why is clarity important to achieving a goal and living a fulfilling life?
Yeah, this is Dick. I think clarity is important because in order to reach a goal, first you have to know what it is, what it entails, and what kind of price you're going to have to pay in order to achieve it. So you have to know just exactly what it is and have a clear, well-defined definition of what it is that you're doing.
Yes, I like that. The thing that really stood out, what Dick said, was clarity of the price that I will have to pay. Again, when we're dealing with possibilities and what is possible for ourselves, and from that begin to declare goals, oftentimes people do not stop to consider what is the price that I'm going to have to pay in order to fulfill this. And that language may not work for some of you, but the idea is, going back to what Dawn said, what is it that I'm going to have to give up? What is it that I'm going to have to surrender and let go of? Who is it that I'm going to need to forgive? All those things in order to really move towards and create this goal that I have. So clarity comes in many levels. Let me give you some of them. Clarity of the life that you're creating for yourself is really important. What's the big picture? That's one of the levels, that really big picture of what it is, that the life that you're wanting to create for yourself. Clarity around who you are and who you want to become is really important. Sometimes we get so focused on the result that we forget about who is it that I need to be and become in order to create that result. Clarity of why. Why are you pursuing a particular goal? Why is it important to you? Is it important to you? Or is it somebody else's goal that you're trying to accomplish? Clarity of what it feels like, looks like, and sounds like when your goal is accomplished. So when you think about that goal that I asked you to think about at the beginning of the call, what does it feel like, look like, and sound like when that goal has been accomplished? That's a way to make it a really a new dynamic experience. Clarity of your values and beliefs that are expressed through your goals. And this next one, really big to be looking at, is clarity around your limitations. We all have limitations as physical beings. We have the limitation of energy. We have limitations of time. So we have resource limitations at certain times, clarity around the limitations that exist in our lives at this moment, at this point in time, clarity around how you want to be remembered, your legacy, I think that is a really strong thing as well. What else might you need to be clear about as you set out to pursue the goal that you're after? Anything else come to mind?
Well, Denver, you might have said this already, but and maybe you did, so I apologize. But clarity about what you want, about what it is you're trying to accomplish. So if you've said that already, I apologize. But that's just something I think we all have to really know what we're moving towards. So in those moments of decisions, we know why we're saying yes to our goal and no to some distraction.
Yes. What really stood out, Laura, is that word yes stood out for me. Clarity is basically defining your yeses in life. Yes, this is what I'm after. This is what I'm going to say yes to. This is what I'm willing to say yes to. And everything else, basically, I say no to. So I like to think of our lives as a series of works of art, if you will. And you are the artist. You are the artist of your life. And in front of you, every time you set a goal, you basically set a blank canvas in front of you. And you have a paintbrush. You have paint. You have paintbrushes. You have colors. Those represent your strengths, your talents. And someone on the phone, I don't know if you can hear that noise, but if you could mute yourself or just pay attention to your movements, that would be really helpful. We have some background noise happening. Thank you so much. Thank you. So when you set a goal, it's like putting a blank canvas in front of you. And your strengths, your talents, your energy, your resources, those are like the paintbrushes that you have in front of you. And then your willingness is you're willing to pick up that paintbrush and to begin to paint. And clarity is, what is it that I'm going to paint? What am I going to put on the canvas of my life? And it's just a beautiful artistic way to think about this goal that you've created for yourself. And you can do that in your mind. When you set out a goal, you can, what does this actually look like if I were to paint this? All right, so just a quick review. Element one, willingness. Element number two, clarity. Let's move on to element number three. And this one we could spend multiple sessions on. And by the way, what I'm sharing with you today, I actually have a two-day workshop built around all of these seven elements. So I'm giving you the snapshot, but I'm definitely giving you enough that you can work with these. Element number three is conscious present moment awareness. You could call that awareness for short. So let's talk about why is it important. Why is present moment awareness, the awareness of what is happening right now, important in the process of achieving goals?
Denver, this is Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that probably that has everything to do with how you're going to be able to adjust yourself toward the goal.
Yes. Yes. Are you off course? You got to have the awareness of, are you on course or off course? And you don't really know that if you're not aware. Very good. Thank you. Anybody else? Let's hear from some of those of you who would like to participate but haven't spoke up yet. Why is present moment awareness important in the process of achieving goals?
Well, this is Jill again. I already spoke up, but I'll speak up again.
Thank you, Jill.
I think it's important to know how you feel. If you're in the present moment, you kind of feel yourself and how you feel. Like sometimes you can stop and say, wait, I'm feeling anxious. So why am I feeling anxious? And let me figure out what that means to me. Maybe it's not right if your body's just feeling anxious. So if you are living in the present moment, you kind of know how your body feels, and you can use those to help you kind of lead the path and where you should be going.
Absolutely. Those emotions and feelings that we have are navigation tools, is what my listening was from what you said, Jill. So as we become aware of what's going on in my emotional realm right now, what's going on in my body right now, my sensation, we can use that as navigation tools. Does everyone hear that background noise?
I do. Yep. Yeah, I do. I don't know what it is.
I'm hearing it.
Annoying.
Yeah. Thank you for that summary. Yeah. It is annoying. Thank you. So if you could just notice if you're moving around excessively or if you've got a noisy background, if you could find a quiet place to participate or perhaps mute. If you don't have a mute button on your phone, you can use *6. Press *6 on your keypad. That will mute you. All right. Just don't forget if you want to participate to unmute yourself, and that is *6 again. And wouldn't it be great if we had that skill for people? All right. I'm very aware that you're annoying me, *6, and they're muted. Okay. That'll be next month's topic. No, just kidding. So, yes, Jill, back to your point. Awareness of emotions, feelings, what's going on in our body is so important, and this is really not a skill that's taught to us very much in the Western world anyway. But it's so important because those feelings, those emotions, the moods that we find ourselves in, our body, the body intelligence is so important to navigating our way forward towards our goal. Absolutely. Thank you. Anybody else? What are some things that we need to be aware of in order to successfully fulfill our goals? Jill's mentioned emotions and feelings. What else?
Hi, this is Gina. I'm the gal who said it was annoying. I'm in class with your wife. And my thing, and it was really more on the clarity piece, but also needing to be aware of my clarity, is that I have so many ideas. This is all new to me. And I have so many ideas that I need to, cordon them off and concentrate on one at a time to bring it to full fruition and then promise myself that if it's meant to be, I'll get to the next one another. You know, so I need, permission to know that, you know, just because I'm pursuing one goal doesn't mean I have to shut all the other ones off forever. Does that help anybody else or...
Yes.
Something other people struggle with too?
Yeah, I think we tend to get overwhelmed because there's so many ideas spinning around in your head, and then you say,
right.
Well, I can't do them all, so I'll do none.
Right,
exactly.
That's me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to prioritize which ones are the most important for now because you can't possibly do them all right now. So what needs to get done today? What can wait till tomorrow?
Yeah,
let
absolutely.
It go.
Well, yes.
I mean, even in projects, too, you know, like which one to develop right now and which one can wait until
right.
another, you know.
Yeah, I think that goes back to looking at, you know, what are your values, what are your priorities in life, you know, what is it that you're really up to, what's that bigger picture? You know, that bigger picture that you can get to and those deeper values, if you can get clear on those, then you can, if you have the means to evaluate the goals that you've established. Is this particular goal going to help me to express my most important values? Well, no, it's not. Then it might very well be a distraction. And you know, this how I want to be remembered is another great question. What do I want to be known for in the world now, living legacy, and when I'm gone, what do I want to be remembered for? So you get that, and then you can look at a goal and say, does that goal help me to live that legacy now? Does it help me to be remembered for that? But folks, we have a land of abundant opportunity in this world today. We have more choices than we could ever live. And that's why element number two, right out of the gate, is clarity. Getting really clear on what really matters to you and is most important to you right now at this point in your life. What is it that at this point in your life you could move towards and actualize best given your current age, your current circumstance, your current limitations, your current resources, and what is, going back to Jill's point, what is your body telling you? What's your heart telling you is most important to you right now? So there are many ways. Again, this is a much longer program than a 45-minute class, but these elements, If they're not all seven firing at the same time, then somewhere in your life you're going to have a breakdown. For example, if clarity's not there, there's going to be all kinds of breakdowns in your pursuit of goals and your pursuit of fulfilling life. All right. We could go on that for a long time, but let's move on for the sake of time. That is element number three, conscious present moment awareness, the ability to be present. And this is, again, this is a challenge in our world today because we have all kinds of things attempting to distract us and take us out of the moment, things that put us into the future in a state of worry. We have past things that have happened in our lives that we're not clear on, that we haven't really let go of or allowed to complete, that clouds our vision of what is going on today. Lots of people hold tension in their body that prevents them from being in the present moment fully. And the present moment is where we have the power of choice. We choose right now. In this moment is where we have connection. In this moment is where peace is possible, is where flow happens, where we can show up as an authentic expression of ourselves. So the more present we are able to become, the more of ourselves we can put into this moment. And that's why it's extremely important to learn the skill of being more fully present with ourselves and with other people and in the world in the moment that we're in at this point in time. Let's move on to element number four. Element number four is acceptance. Acceptance. This is like the midpoint of the seven elements, and this is where a lot of people get stumped up. They might have the first three going really strong. They might have the last three going really strong, but the one smack dab in the middle might be the one that's knocking them out. So let's talk about acceptance. What does acceptance mean to you, and why is it important to have this ability to accept in order to fulfill goals?
This is Nikki from
Nikki.
Antonio.
Right.
I think you have to be able to accept that things might not always go the way you planned.
Yes. So well said. Absolutely. Yeah, if I were to ask the question, you know, as you move through the process of fulfilling your goals, is everything always going to work out exactly the way you want it to? What would be the answer?
No.
Absolutely not. Right. And that is why acceptance is so critical to the whole thing. Because if something happens and you say, I'm not going to accept that, no way, that should not be happening, you just paralyzed yourself and threw yourself off a course.
Mm-hmm.
So acceptance is really important to the whole process. So acceptance means that we're acknowledging what is there. We don't have to like it to accept it. We don't have to condone it, saying, oh, yeah, I like this and isn't this great. It's just a matter of not judging it, not attempting to change it, not resisting it, and not refusing to act because of it. You simply acknowledge, there it is. It's happening. I accept the fact that what is in this moment is. Now, that's a skill. That's not only a skill, but it's actually a product of a level of growth and development, a level of maturity that we all, you know, can move into. So another way that I really like to think of acceptance is it's setting people and things free to be what they already are. So when something happens that you think should not be happening, or people are showing up and they're doing things that you don't think they should be doing, or you're out attempting to sell your service and you hear no after no after no after no, this ability to say, I set you free to say no, or I set you free to be what you are right now in this moment, has the effect of setting yourself free. To say, well, now that I've set you free, I'm now free, and in this freedom, I can be present. And from this presence, I can choose from clarity to act. Why? Because I'm willing to. You see how they're all coming together?
Yes.
So what do you think about this idea of acceptance is setting people, things, situations free? Anybody have any additional insights there?
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the adage that basically says that a prisoner is, you know, the jailer is as much a prisoner as the prisoner is.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, it reminds me of that movie, The Green Mile. with Tom Hanks. I don't know if any of you have seen that. But
yes,
what a powerful movie. And that was what I was actually thinking when I saw that movie. Those people go in every day, and they're in prison too, those guards.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so when we resist reality, what we're basically doing is creating a huge amount of tension in our bodies, in our energy field, and our ability to remain on course is shut down, at least temporarily. So this is a really difficult thing to do, because a lot of people think that if I accept something that I'm agreeing to it, or I'm declaring that it is right. No. It's not about right and wrong. It's not about should it or should it not be happening. It's just accepting that it is happening in this moment. And it's like clearing the space of that moment so that you can make a new choice. So you can act from your clarity, and you can act from your freedom, and do and show up in that way, in that moment, as a service or as a contribution. So acceptance is really important. So if you're working towards your goals and things aren't quite happening the way you want, or you're feeling a lot of tension and a lot of resistance, go back to these seven elements. Go through each one of them. And when you get to number four, hang out there for a few minutes. What is it that I'm not accepting? And what if I were to accept it and set it free?
Mm-hmm.
When I do that, I set myself free.
My favorite adage, Denver, is, especially when I'm feeling resistance, is mm-hmm. to say, what is it I'm not seeing at this moment about X, whatever the issue is, and that the knowledge of which will change everything. And then I just relax into that question.
Absolutely. So it's kind of like, how can I get more clear about what's really happening here?
Right.
Yeah, you'll see that these elements weave together. They don't stand independent of each other. They're very interconnected. One impacts the other. So if one is weak, it'll impact the others. If one is really strong, it'll impact the others. They're very interconnected. Let's move on. Element number five, focus. Why is focus important in achieving goals and living a fulfilling life?
This is Laura, and I was just thinking, you know, what you focus on is what you create. So if you really want to make your goals happen, then, you know, focus your energy towards that desired goal, and that's what you're going to create in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very well said, Laura. Thank you. So what makes staying focused in today's world really challenging? Someone that's not participated yet, would you like to step up? What makes staying focused in today's world really challenging?
This is Tanya. I think it's just there's so much going on with technology, Facebook, you know, the cell phones that are always on your head. I mean, I think it's just very hard to stay focused because we're so readily available for everything that I think we're very, very, very easily distracted.
Yes. Very well said. So given that's not going to go away, is it?
No, it's going to get worse.
I don't think Apple executives are going to wake up tomorrow and go, wait a minute, the smartphone that we created is complicating people's lives. They're getting off focus. We need to shut down operations. I don't think that's going to happen. So given that, what are some ways that we can handle all of this distraction? Which is a big part of focus, by the way, is being able to handle the distractions that show up in your life, like the noise we're hearing in the background.
Like what I was going to say. You have to turn off sometimes. You have to take time to walk away from your phone and focus on what you're doing. Turn off the computer. If the phone rings, ignore it, or turn it off if you can't ignore it.
Yes.
I have to just breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything is a choice.
You got it. Everything's a choice. So going back to the other element, are you willing to turn off? See, back to element number one, are you clear about why you would want to turn off? What happens when you turn it off and you become more present? You know what happens to a lot of people? They freak out. I'm telling you the truth here, right?
Yeah.
They say things like this, I'm bored. So am I willing to get through the boredom so I can actually experience more of this present moment? Am I willing to move through the mental clutter called boredom so I can actually feel what's going on in my body at this moment so I can focus my system, my self system, my being in a much more powerful way? Am I willing to turn off? That's a big, big question for people today. What are some ways that we can be more focused? What are some tools or ways in which we can improve our focus? What do you think?
Hi, Denver. This is Dick. I always find that making a list of what it is that I want to accomplish in a day or half a day or whatever, and then start with that list and work down it and always complete one task before I go to the next. And and that way I find that by the end of the day, I usually have most of the things done that I wanted to get done.
Excellent. Thank you, Dick. And here's the thing, right? Element number four is going to play big here, acceptance. When you got a list of 10 things, all kinds of interruptions have happened. The day's concluded, and you got two done. 2 out of 10. It's time to kick on element number four and say, I need to accept the fact that this day didn't go exactly as I had planned. I got 2 of 10 things done. I accept it. I set all this free, and I move on. Pretty big. Anybody else? What are some ways that we can stay focused?
Good old meditation.
Meditation, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Good practice. What else? Anybody else? One more and we'll move on. Anybody that's not participated want to jump in? Love to hear your voice. We'll move on to element number six. Element number six is supportive environments. Supportive environments. You can have every other element kicking really strong. With element six not there, though, you can find yourself struggling to achieve your goals. Why is supportive environments important to achieving goals and living a fulfilling life?
Well, this is Laura. I guess, you know, sometimes when I get overwhelmed and I feel like, you know, I can't accomplish everything I need to accomplish, it feels good for someone, you know, outside of myself, you know, maybe in my family, to recognize and support me. You know, hey, Laura, you know, you're trying to do too many things at once. You know, just do one thing at a time. So, you know, if you're in a non-supportive environment, it would be someone being like, yeah, you know, I told you you couldn't do it all. You know, and how is that going to help you? You know what I mean? So it feels you have to have that supportive, the people around you to support you and to support you in achieving your goals.
Yes, very well said. Here's a couple of things to think about in supportive environments. Number one, we all have them. Okay, sometimes it's just a matter of recognizing the support that you already have in your life. It's kind of built into life. You know, the ground, for example, is a support for you, right? I mean, imagine your life without the ground to stand on. No, please don't. So if we have all kinds of support presently in our life, and sometimes this element is just looking around you, slowing down enough, turning off things enough, look around and say, what is the support that already exists in my life? You know, what are the practices, for example, that I engage in? Who are my friends that are really supportive and I just never really recognized it before? What are the environments, the physical environments that I live in that really support me and move me forward? Maybe you have a room in your house that just when you step into it, you feel really alive. Just take a moment to recognize that that is part of your support system. Another thing to think about here is that sometimes we have to be really intentional about creating the support. We have to go and be creative and actually create the support. Request support from other people, specific requests. Here is how you could support me. Would you be willing, number one, would you be willing to do this? And if you go back and look at the seven elements, they're all important with someone that is supporting you. Are they willing to do it? Are they clear about the support that you're asking for? Are they capable of being present with you, actually enough to support you? Are they accepting of you as a human being? Are they accepting of the times when you don't follow through or when you make mistakes? If not, then they're not a good support structure. So creating supportive environments, healthy environments. Let me give you some additional environments that a lot of people don't think about. Your home is an environment. Your car, your work, your workplace, the community that you live in, Your body is a support environment, or can be. Your mindset. Nature is a supportive environment. Boundaries that you set for yourself creates an environment that can be more supportive. Standards that you set for yourself. Language, the language that you use. Most people don't think about this, but the language that you use either supports you in moving forward or it stops you from moving forward. You know, if your language is a language of complaint and blame and criticism, that is not a language of support. Worldview, how you view the world. Do you view it as supportive or non-supportive? Your church could be a support environment. Relationships, your emotions and moods that you live in, are environments. Are they supportive? That's the question. So element number six is supportive environments. Element number seven is constructive action. Constructive action. Now, I say constructive so that we stay away from the busyness. You know, there's action, people that are really, really busy. They're doing a whole bunch of stuff but not getting anything accomplished. And then there's constructive action, action that's actually building that goal into a reality. So that's a big distinction. So why is constructive action important to achieving goals? Are you all still here?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess constructive action is important. I mean, we don't want to be, just like you said, super busy doing things that don't support our goals just to say that we had a, you know, gosh, we had a busy day. You actually have to take steps that move you forward, and that would be constructive action.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Laura. So, folks, what are some constructive actions that you will take as a result of today's call?
This is Laura again. I like Dick's comment about, you know, making the list. I mean, we all know about making lists, but actually completing one thing before we move on to the next, you know,
yeah.
I tend to multitask a little too much, and then I don't feel like I get anything finished. And so I think that's a good point to actually complete a task or to get to a point where you say, okay, that's complete for today. You know, I'm closing that book, and I'm moving on to the next.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, completion is really big. Because if you have a lot of things that you've not completed, and that can include past experiences, that can include projects, that results in clutter, and clutter attacks clarity, number two. So if you've got a lot of clutter in your life, whether that's internal or external clutter, then clarity is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really big point. Completion is just not something that people do because society is running at such a rapid pace, people's lives are running at such rapid pace, that we rarely take the time to actually complete conversations, projects, our past experiences. We just move on so we have all this clutter dragged behind us. All right, so the cool thing about constructive action number seven is it's nearly effortless when you have the other six elements at play, and at play in a strong way. When you're willing, you have clarity, you're present, you're practicing acceptance, you're focused, and you have supportive environments. Just imagine how much easier it is to take constructive action on a consistent basis. So, folks, those are the seven essential elements for achieving goals and living a fulfilling life. Obviously, we could add to the list, but these are so powerful that if you get these at play, then your goals are so much easier to accomplish. It's so much easier and to be yourself and to really be a contribution in the world. I have a couple of gifts that I would like to give to those of you who want to receive them. One of them is a printable summary of the seven elements that you can put on your desk or anywhere you would like. If you would like a copy of that, that's one of the gifts. And a second one is a simple, what I call, daily reality check. I'll provide you with an example of one that you can use right out of the gate and a blank template where you can create your own daily reality check. It's a powerful tool to keep you focused on what it is that you're working on. If you would like to receive those gifts, simply contact me through Facebook and or email, and I will send those to you in PDF form. Well, I would like to thank you for being on the call today and for your participation. An important part of my work is coaching individuals around topics such as the one that we've covered today. If you're interested in learning more, please let me know, denver@thewowmovement.com. Next month's call is Thursday, October 18th from 12 to 12:45 Eastern Indianapolis time, so I want to invite you to participate in that call with us next month. Thanks a lot, folks, and have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Bye.
Next month.
Bye-bye.